Yaris and Makis in the Seri Perik, that there are six Ari Mikwas. So three Ari Mikwas, the Eva HaYaris, and that were set aside by Moshe Rabbeinu before he died. And his Mora says they were not Tolet. Rashi and Chumash quote from Mora. The three in Eva HaYaris and on the eastern side of the Yaris were not Tolet until Yehoshua ben Nun was Makish the other three on the other side. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu bother to be Makish there? Because Zari Mikwas for Islam is he loved to do it, he loved to be inside the Mikvah. And then there were three on the Eretz Yisrael. And then the Pasuk says, in Baruch, Yarchav Hashem, Al-Tehav, Yosaf, Baruch, Ot Shalosh, Shorim, Allah, Al-Ve, Arim, Va'ele. In the future, you will add another three Ari Mikvah. Because the Gemara says, the Rambam, in Hilfei Shmoloch, and quotes that Gemara. And the Rambam speaks about the Mikvah Mashiach. So the Rambam quotes that Gemara. The Gemara says, but when did that take place? When was that Pasuk fulfilled? There was never a Mikvah. The Gemara says it must be referring to the Yoyis HaMashiach. When Mashiach became the world, will be the Melech Yisrael, he will add on Eretz Kenik, Nisi, and Kadmoni. So Eretz Yisrael will have three parts. There'll be Eva Yardin, there'll be Eretz Yisrael proper, there'll be Eretz Kenik, Nisi, and Kadmoni. So then there'll be another three or an Eretz. There'll be some total mystery. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Meloch, and it's taken across the conclusion that the Torah is promising that the day will come that Eretz Yisrael will experience. The Gemara in Baba Batra has a famous comment, Omar Shmuel, and Nul Vavam Rawat in Perkest Sabbat, in the Gemara called Shmuel, Nemer, Omar Avi Omar Shmuel. Kosha Hareha, Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Chayim B'Maisa. Before Moshe Rabbeinu died, he wanted that Hashem Yisrael should show him Eretz Yisrael. He really wanted to cross over Eretz Yisrael, wanted to cross over the Yard. And Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't let him, so then he pleaded, so Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him Eretz Yisrael. So Kodesh Baruch Hu only showed him the Eretz Zion Amunim, Eretz Kiki, Lomura, Pisa, Yisrael, and so on, but it didn't show the Eretz Kenny, Pisa, Kadmon. But the Gemara Kochmur was saying that Eretz is well proper, the Eretz, Zion Amunim, that was promised to Abraham, Alvinu, by the Brisbane of Torim, is Chayiv, the true Mithamaisis. Lapuki, my, what is Shmuel complete? Through Lapuki, Eretz Kenny, Pisa, and Kadmon, that those are not Chayiv, the true Mithamaisis. That's the Gemara. So the Mishlam Melech has in his Sefer, Parosh of Jochim, the famous essay on this Gemara. The Drush Sefer, Aloch and Drush, he has a minor where he talks about this Gemara. The both halves of Shmuel's membrane are difficult to understand. The first half of the membrane is the Kol Sheherevah for the Baruch Hu Moshe, the Zion Amunim, Eretz Yisrael is Chayvin Shemus Mamas. Of course it's Chayvin Shemus Mamas. There's no Chumash, it's a Mitzvah Shemus Mamas. So what's the Chiddush of the first half of Shmuel? So the Chiddush is the second half, that's Kol Sheloi, the Shem said Kol Sheloi Herah for the Baruch Hu Moshe, it's not Chayvin Shemus Mamas. So why did he say the positive? He should have said the negative. Kol Sheloi Herah. Why did he say the positive for it? That's also a Chiddush. And then secondly, he says he doesn't understand the din itself, the actual din itself. The first kash is, why is that a Chiddush? The Kol Sheherah for the Baruch Hu Moshe, Chayvin Shemus Mamas, it's cheap. And the second half is Shver the din. The other part of the Kash of Deikev, the end of Kash of Deikev, where it says, Al-Mokam Hashem Tidrach Chach Rav Lechem Bo Lechem Nisazi. So the first shot in the front of the when the Jewish soldiers will march into Eretz Yisrael, they'll conquer the land, they'll have a kibbutz, but then Eretz Yisrael will belong to the Jews. That's the first shot. So the Ramban quotes from the Sifre, that it means more than that. Kolmokam Hashem Tidrach says, Kolmokam, any area, any place, even if it's the Chutzlar. So the Sifre learns out from that passage that if the Jewish army conquers additional territory, so they can endow that additional place with Jewish authority. That if they conquer Syria, wherever, nowhere, Eretz Yisrael, they can endow that with Kedusha Sorek. And that's where the Gemara had a discussion in Gittin, the first parish, and other places, regarding Sturio. The governor of Melech conquered Sturio, and he wanted to endow it with Kedusha Sorek. So that should have been the Scottish Rashi on Gittin, the first parish, what this is today. That in the Pasuk called Machon Shatiru Achav Ravlechem, you learn out this halacha, and you can immerse the Kedusha Sorek on additional layers. The Gemara has a machlokes where the Sturio was the Scottish Minatoriro, it was only the Kaddish with the Rabbani. There is a time should I say that it was like the Kaddish with the Rabbani. There was a problem there. It was only a Kiddush Yochid. It wasn't a Kiddush Rabbani. What exactly does that mean, a Kiddush Yochid? But that's the Machlech is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that he conquered it for his private purposes. He didn't conquer it on behalf of the Gansk Kwa Yisrael. And Tosfos says, what are you talking about? But now he took it as his own. He divided it amongst the Gansk Kwa Yisrael. But that's not Shad Kiddush Yochid. Kiddush Yochid means he didn't get permission for the Beis Nazor before he conquered Sturia. Why didn't they give him permission? Because they wouldn't have given him permission, which Kinegedah did. You only have a right to conquer additional territory if you've conquered the whole of Eretz Yisrael. And they hadn't done that. When the Chumash in the end of Bamidbar gives him a rule of Sa'aret, that goes all the way up, very high up, all the way to the city were cities first where Eretz Yisrael was in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. Eretz Yisrael was the biggest that it ever was. It still never conquered the whole of Eretz Yisrael as it's inscribed in the Gula Torah and Chumash. Supposed to go to Har HaHor. Har HaHor is supposed to be a city that's called Tripoli. Not the famous Tripoli. The difference in the Tripoli is the two Tripolis. The Tripoli was supposed to be the northern coast point of Eretz Yisrael and never extended that far. The place is called Kisidrei. That son of a pastor shall call out, "Oh, my gosh, you didn't conquer the whole area of Eretz Yisrael right near your palace, near your palace. Shachter from the Kodesh Arachis Rechoik is going to go conquer further territory in Syria. Would you go creep over there? First conquer all of Eretz Yisrael." The Pesach said that was the issue. And that's what we pass in the Kibbe Shiochin, Lashme Kibbe, that Syria only had a Kedusha Soros with the Rabbanon. With the Rabbanon, they did have a Kedusha Soros. The Gemara says, in Gizna, that was right. A Kodesh started in Syria, the Kodesh of Harvara in Yerushalayim. They want to buy the field in Syria, is the kind of mitzvah. Yishavara is just like one of buys the Parvara Yerushalayim, one of buys on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. It wasn't from my Hilkoska. They're close to the Marabonu, Afila Bishavit. That you're permitted to do Amir Lanofri, you're allowed to ask Anofri, the right to start in the theater when you want to buy, you should Yishavara Tzitzol Amir Lanofri is Mutra. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's Mutra even Yishavara Tzitzol in Syria, where it's only Yishavara Tzitzol in the Rabbanu. It doesn't have the status there, it's Tzitzol in the Rabbanu. And the reason why it doesn't have the full status where it's Tzitzol in the Rabbanu is because it was only a Kibbe Shiochet. The time of the Pirush Rashi means that it was wasn't conquered with Shane Kohen's world. And according to Tesla, this place is just close to the Sifrei. The Rama Musa close to the Sifrei. Like Tesla says, some of the Palkin Shalchot, Lord Hari Rashto. You cannot endow a Rosh Hashanah Sotter with the Dusha Sotter, it's additional area with the Dusha Sotter as well, before you have the whole area to throw. Some of the palpin, his palace was in Eretz Yisrael. Some of the palpin means the entire Eretz Yisrael, according to the way the Chumash describes at the end of the Mikvah, the Gvulos Eretz. He hadn't yet conquered fully Gvulos Eretz Yisrael.
What was the
same direction? Surya was outside. No, Surya was outside of the Gvulos Eretz. Further north, northwest, he didn't do it. The northwest part, there was Melech Tzur was there. Tzur is supposed to be part of Eretz Yisrael, supposed to go further up to the north. They never conquered the whole Eretz Yisrael. Never, ever. Even days of Shlomo, they never finished conquering the whole Eretz Yisrael, as we described in the Chumash. So maybe, if he's holding by making a war, so they should have done that mitzvah, keep Eretz Yisrael over there, why they don't creep over there? The way that the Frey presents it, it sounds as if it wasn't proper. It was an improper thing to go try to get new territories. They should have done this mitzvah first, of completing the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So Reichik, when he says over the thing, he says it over a little differently. That it's Russian Mahada Adam, if you have a bottle, you keep on filling it up with a liquid, so when it reaches the top, and you keep on pouring, so then it's going to fill out. Well, too, if you have Kedusha Soros, if the whole Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, and then you conquer additional territories that are contiguous there to Israel, well, for the floor, let's say the Jewish army will go flying into Afghanistan, into Russia, and then they'll conquer Moscow. Or they conquered New York, or Boston, whatever. So he thought that it couldn't become the Kaddish Kedusha Soros. He thought that halacha of Kamacham, a Shatir of Kafan Lechem, well, Lechem Nisatik, that one can endow a Russian kind of self as the Kedusha Soros only applies if they're contiguous to Kedusha Soros. But they have Eretz Yisrael, they have another area that you conquer right next to Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedusha spills over. So Bamez Ramabom, when you say the Kedusha spills over, the whole of Eretz Yisrael has already been this Kaddish Kedusha Soros. Then, you go invite us to them, the Kedusha is full, that spills over. But the whole of Eretz Yisrael is not yet full, it's empty. How can the Kedusha spill over? And so he presented it. And the Kedusha doesn't exactly say like that. The way this is phrased, that the places in the Ramon Kor sounds a little different. It sounds like it was Shalai Kedin, that the Beis Nagon would never have given him permission to do the Kiddush. Whenever the Muhammad was Shalai Kedin, so then that cannot, the Muhammad Shalai Kedin, Kenegadin, cannot endow with Kedusha Soros. And Rahm Zenzer, his savior, Rahm Zenzer, lived before the world, he was killed by the Nazis. And he has in his cookies, and the author has his frame, and he speaks like Kedusha Soros. He talked about this point. What kind of a din is this? Doesn't mean because it was a Kibush, it was a Muhammad the Easter, but if you have a Muhammad the Heter, even before the Kibush Kol Ha'aretz, then you put it down with Kedusha. Oh no, it's a din, if you have to have a full Eretz Yisrael first. Think about how did Eva Yadnet get the Kedusha Soros? How did Eretz Yisrael get the Kedusha Soros? Is that really from the Aratus Shek? Is that supposed to be from the Zion Aratus that was promised to Avraham Avinu? Or is that from Aratus HaNotopos? So of course, all my pleasure from the Shem about this point. What's the nature of the din of some of the Baal Tishol Chol Ho Rashi? But there is a day, I'll call it, there is a day that whenever you give a kedusha to a new section of Eretz Yisrael, whenever you endow a new land, a Eretz Yisrael with kedusha to Eretz, then it becomes five instruments and mice when I tell it. That's the Sifrei, Darshan's like that. In Suriyah, it was only with the Rabbana because we passed the Kibush Yop and Lachshmei Kibush. But if it would have been a Kibush Yopim, but we would have known a Kibush Yop and Shmei Kibush, so I was a ton of Sophic, but the Echai and Shumas Maisis Nidhi Araista, the famous Shigemara, about the Sugi of Suriyah. That's what the Mishnah Melech asked in the Sefer for Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't think, why does the Gemara say that? He knows HaMashiach, when the Melech HaMashiach will conquer, in addition to the full Eretz Tzod Shleimut, that he will also have the Eretz Kenik, Nizim Kamoni, will not be Chayyid and Shumas and Maisis. Why not? If it has been there right there, that the Kalmachim Shafidach Kalfan, Lachim Bola, Lachim Yitzatu, Ella Mai, you say the Melech HaMashiach will do Kineged Hadin, that it will be Kovish, Kenik, Nizim Kamoni, before the Zion Haratzer. He says, Chas V'Shom, why should the Melech HaMashiach do an Aver, that his great-grandfather, Dovah HaMelech, did Shalek Yidin, and the rabbis passed him the Shaito, that Kibush Yoch, and Lav Shnei Kibush, and the Melech HaMashiach will do the same Nairish mistake, will do the same thing. But conquer Kenny Kneezy Kamani Shalai Kidden, that it shouldn't be in Scottish. Because he doesn't understand the whole Gemara. The first half of the member of Shmuel, he doesn't understand Pshito. Kol Sheherei, who offered his brother Lamar, Shechai Vemaisa, Avada, Elamai, the brother Shalai Avada, Chai Vemaisa. This is because he's been in the Chumash, Eretz Yisrael, Chai Vemaisa. And the second half, Kol Shalai Hera, offered his brother Lamar, Shechai Vemaisa, Kenny Kneezy Kamani. He's not Chai Vemaisa, why not? The Moisa Mashiach, when the Melo HaMashiach will conquer it, that's what the Gemara says, the Ramah Kol says Gemara. The Kenik Nizik Arnur will be conquered with Moitz HaMashiach. And that will be, in the case they found the Kedushin Sorts, it will be Chayiv and Shumas Maisiz Ben HaTorah. Why not? Why shouldn't it be Chayiv? Contiguous. That's how Dora Hadrushi has like that. They're all about the Knitsis, about the Midrashas, the Chutzlara, are an extension of Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not contiguous. So that she thought that Al Pi Aloch, the Pashto says that it can only be Moisif on Kedusha Sar, it could be in a Kalmach, a Shatir, a Chavrag, a Hamon, it works if it's contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. So getting back, this is difficult for Rosh Hashanah, he has the Mishnah Malach, he has the Mishnah Malach, he doesn't understand the two halves of Shmuel. The first half, he doesn't understand Shita, about Eretz Zainar, and the second half, he doesn't understand that this should be not true. Why shouldn't Kenneth be the Kalmoni being established to Kedusha Sar? And why shouldn't it? Why shouldn't it be chayimais? You should become familiar with the statement for Rosh Hashanah. Years ago, it was a very famous classic. Today, nobody ever heard of it. Nobody ever heard of Mishnah Malach. Nobody ever heard of a lot of famous classics. Rosh Hashanah was a classic. Everybody has beautiful Jewish and beautiful halacha. And a lot of halacha there that he doesn't discuss in his regular statement of Mishnah Malach. Post can quote a lot from the Rosh Hashanah. Halacha quotes a lot of halacha. So he has a famous. A whole essay on this, the famous essay on this tugur. He gives the following deal. The Rida Rambam, at the end of the letter, in the Shemitah Yoyim, the Rambam writes, the Rida Dil Chumash. The Rambam says, the Rida Chumash, and he gets there a Kiddush. He says, the Chumash, the Yil HaKonim Valvim, Chelik Nachlo, and Eretz Yitzvah. And he divide Eretz Yitzvah, the Chalik of the Shvatim, you give it to the 12 Shvatim, Yud Bei Shvatim, but you don't give the Shevet of Levi, you don't give it to the Kvah. That's the deal. So the Rambam writes, that you were away, you made the picture, this only applies to Eretz Yisrael proper. But I wrote this on a stopo. This is Allah from Mokum Shatim of Kafar, the Hambo, the Hemi Tatim. But to conquer a new territory, let's say Ram Tova, Ram Naharayim, Surya, that they will now conquer, which wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael proper as described in the Gula Soros and Stop Kumish Bamikwa. And you have our wrote this on a stopo, and they come to divide it. Then the Rambam says there is no Easter to give Chesed Machlo to Shevet Levi to the God. There is, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, but it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rambam's original finish, you know, so the Rambam attacks the Rambam. How can it be if that were true? If that were true, so how can you have a mitzvah of Trumas and Maisris in such an area? What's the whole idea of Trumas and Maisris? Never to order the Kohan and Levi, the poor Kohan and Levi, they don't have farms of their own. How are they going to get food? If you have a farm, yeah, you grow food, yeah. You have grass. So the animals can eat the bread and they can make milk. Whatever, I don't know. You have a farm, you have eggs, the chickens and everything. You don't have any chayes and eggs, you don't have fruits, you don't have vegetables, you don't have grain, you don't have any place to keep the chickens and the cows. So what are the animals being going to do? Because it's just learned. It's just learned. It's just learned. It's just learned. You have to give the parnotza to the pharisees. Achmonis, you have to give the kohanim, the chumas, the pidyon haben, or whatever, and the maisim and the maisim. You have to give the levim, the maisim rishon. You have to give the maisim to the levim. But the right time is if the Kohen Levi can get a chelik in the Aratz on a stopper, there's no Rachmanis on that. So let him work. So let him be a farmer like everybody else. Why should I give him Chumas and Isis? So why should there be a din of Chumas and Isis? I don't know. The Chumash seems to say, that these two are connected. The Chumash they put together. Suppose the Kohen Levi don't get a chelik, therefore we have to give him a chelik. We have to give part of what we have. But if you would have a country where they would have a chelik, still, but officially they don't have a chelik for it, even if he's rich from real estate investments, whatever, so you have to give. But if Al Pidin, you can have a chelik for Nachma on that land, they divide it to the Levim. So the rabbi there said, why should you have a dinner from the Smites? That's the rabbi's cash. But the Kesmish says he doesn't see what Shemir. Anything else? He says, the Rambam will say anything else? So there won't be any dinner of Shemir Smites. What's the Shemir? So Mishnah Melech thinks that if one should assume, like the Ketzet Mishnah, if you should assume that he's right, he can say he's wrong, that it's like there's a cause for Red Hashem and Family Crop. But because if one should assume that the Ketzet Mishnah is right, he thinks that this could explain the whole Gemara of Babasra and Daphne in the world. Kimin Choyman. There is another Gemara. There's another Gemara of Babasra, in Peretz Yishnecha. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. You don't need the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the Pasuk, that lots of love will be a chalukah power to love them. The days of Yishuv and Yudah Hashem and Shikiv Shuv, Yishen and Shechuk, for 7 years they were conquering Eretz Yisrael, and then the next 7 years they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, chalukah le-yichid, chalukah le-shvatim, chalukah le-yichid, and within the Shev. And Eretz Yisrael was endowed with full Kedusha after the Shev and Shikiv Shuv, Yishen and Shechuk. When it came in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, when they destroyed the first book of Mikdosh, it would appear that even though Klal Yisrael retained the ownership of Eretz Yisrael, the Tibur and Israelis, but the private individuals of Klal Yisrael lost their ownership. So the Chalukah that was made in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, And then the medical people got the Yerusha, and then they stole from each other, and went back to Yerichon, whatever. And that is, who owned what? The Shas Korban Ha'aretz, the Shas Korban Ha'medina, the Korban Bais Rishon. So whoever owned everything, they say the Korban Bais Rishon, everything was bought from a butel. So all the Kinyonim were bought, because we have Aloha, and we discussed it several times, we have Aloha of Kibush Muhammad. The Gemara learns that in Gittin, that's on itself, but there is an international Aloha, that if one country conquers another one, whether they do it, the Heter of Yisrael, they kind of that country. It really is that when the Russians took over Hungary, well, it's the Heter of Yisrael, of Ukraine. Whatever any country, when the Jews take over from the Goyim, or the Goyim take over from the Jews, or the Goyim take over from other Goyim, the international Aloha, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, happened to Yisrael, so the Akum is Aloha, that Kibush Muhammad is coming. The one exception to the rule is that Eretz Yisrael can never be taken away from Klal Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, he said, "Kul Yisrael v'Oreth Oreth Eloch v'Oreth Eloch." So he told Avraham Avinu to make a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael that's called the Kinyan Chazokin, as the Gemara says in Baruch Hu, Tzedakut, by walking around. He finally borrowed the Oreth Eloch, but he was going to Eretz Yisrael. So in addition to the kinyan, the prophet says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that this land will belong to you and your descendants forever. So why do you have to promise? If I give you a matana, you have to promise that it's going to belong to you forever and ever. Amen. If it's yours, it's yours. How can I get it back? So the Chazanish explains that this is the Pasha Pshat in the Pesukim and Chumash. First, I thought it was going to give a kinyan to Avraham Avinu. You have a kinyan, it's wonderful. It belongs to you forever and ever. But there's a hitch. What if another country will take it away from you? So there's an international halacha of Kibush Muhammad. But the Kehater of the Yisrael, the thing is that the army that wins the war, it's kind of that land, it's kind of the people, it's kind of the department, it's kind of the capital, it's more than that, and yet Mount Hashem is looking. It's the only thing that Avraham Avinu had in there, it's always the kingdom of his power, the heart, the heart, the rock, which the mother says, the mother bats, the king of the kingdom has up there. If that's all he had, then when they would be conquering, when an enemy would conquer us, so take it away from the rain, sir, so it belonged to them. So I thought the prophet said, no, in addition to the kingdom that you've made, I hereby promise and I swear that our soul will belong to you and your descendants forever and ever, amen. If he gave a shvuah and a hachtoch, that means that Eretz Yisrael is mufka, is exempted from this international din of Kibush Muhammad, that even if another country takes it over, it will not be nicknamed to that other country, it still belongs to Bnei Yisrael. But this promise that was wrong gave to Avraham Avinu and to his descendants, was a hachtoch that was given to Klal Yisrael as a nation, it was never given to the Yisidim of Klal Yisrael. So at the time of Korban Bais Rishon, when the Nebuchadnezzar's army conquered Eretz Yisrael, whoever owned farms and houses, whatever real estate they owned, whatever properties they own, they lost their private ownership on it. It no longer belongs to them as Yechidim. Who did it belong to? But instead of going over to the conquering army, to the conquering nation, it reverted back to Klal Yisrael. So the Haftachat HaRav Avinu was only, the Shvuah with the Haftachat was, that our soul always belongs to Klal Yisrael. So it reverted back to Klal Yisrael. When it came back in the beginning of Bayi Sheni, so our soul belongs to Klal Yisrael. So now who did it belong to? Was there any private ownership? So we don't find it all. The Chaim, quoted by the Beis HaLevi in the Tshuva, the Hetem Mechiris, from the Shemitim, Beis HaLevi Chele Gimel. He has a Tshuva about the Hetem Mechiris. So he quotes from the Stan, Rav Chaim, who is the Rosh Hashim, and Valoj and Adetha. So Rav Chaim points out, the Hora, Rosh Hashim, you don't find in Tanakh, when the Gemara mentioned anywhere, that there ever was a Chalukah, the Shvatim, the beginning of Bayi Sheni, there was no Chalukah. So how did the people convert Eretz Yisrael, which was owned by the Klal Yisrael as a nation, into private property? So the Halacha was, but it lends itself to whoever by color code is off, like Hefter. If something is happening, anybody wants to take it, or let this something belongs to Chumma, belongs to Shevet Kohanim. To anyone who wants to can take it and they convert it from Mamana Shevet into private ownership, Mamana Yochid. So here also, Eretz Yisrael, the beginning of Bayi Sheni, belonged to Klal Yisrael, because of the Haftachat Avraham Avinu. But it didn't belong to any individual people, the Yerusha, because all the private ownership was bottled to the Kibush Muhammad on the days of the Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha. And then, in the beginning of Bayi Sheni, the private people took it, and they acquired private ownership. But there never was a Chalukah of the Shvatim the second time. So the Pasuk says in the Ruach Yecheskel, in the end of Tevi Yecheskel Anodi, it says that Lord, there'll be another Chalukah of the Shvatim. And at that time, the Chalukah will be in 13 sections. The Gemara quotes only took him in Baba Pasuk and told Yesh Nochem. So the Pasuk seems to be the simple Pshat of the Pasuk today, the Rambam, the Rambam quotes it like that, the Rashbam, most of the Rishonim, some Rishonim disagree, most of the Rishonim read the Pasuk Kipshuto, and it's going to be divided into 13 sections. Which are the 13? Originally, it's going to be divided into 12 of the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim divided into 13. What's going to be the change? Like the love of the government. The Melech HaMashiach will need a whole section for himself. The government office is all over the place. And who are going to be the remaining 12? So clearly not the same Torah we got the first time. Menashe that problem will be counted as Shah Yosef. Yosef, Shevet Yosef is going to get one. It's going to be Yosef Menashe Ephraim Tuchalav, it's going to be one Chelet. And Shevet Levi is going to get it. Shah Levi Echor. That's a simple reading of the post. The Smad, but Moshe Bikutzi, the Baal HaTosh is writing the same Smad, but it's not so. He says that the 12 are going to be the same 12 as originally. I just couldn't say Shah Yosef Echor, Shah Levi Echor, that's for the Shoari. The Pasuk also says, in addition to the 13 Chalach in the verse 12, there'll be 13 gates. Entering into Yerushalayim. So the 12 gates are going to be Shah Levi Echo, Shah Yosef Echo, and then there's going to be a 13th gate, it's going to be a Shah Akola. Whoever doesn't know what shade he belongs to, there'll be a miscellaneous gate. And anyone who knows what shade he belongs to will go through his gate. Whoever doesn't know, go through the Shah Akola. So we've got to be the Shorim, we've got to be the 13 gates entering Yerushalayim. So there the process is Shah Levi Echo, Shah Yosef Echo. And the 13th one is Shah Akola. And the Gabi the Chalut, but the Pasuk doesn't say what are going to be the 13 Chalut. The Gemara says the Pasuk says going to be 13. And then the Gemara points out that it says in the Pasuk the 13th text of Chedek is going to be for the Melech HaMashiach, for the Nasi. Nasi is the Melech HaMashiach. Who are going to be the 12? So it's not sort of the same old 12 that they had the first time. Shevet Levi is out, and Menashe Ephraim is two. And the other, the Rashban, the Rambam, learned the Pasuk Shat and the Pasuk Nasa, that the same 12 Shvatim who cast for the Sha'orim to enter into Yerushalayim will be the 12 Shvatim, but the Chalukah says that Levi will get Masli Lavoi, and the Menashe Ephraim will count as one, it's going to be Chelek Shal Yosef. So the Mishnah Melech points out, if Masli Lavoi, the Rambam and the Rashban hold that Shevet Levi is going to get a Chelek Boaret, so then the end is, according to the Kesef Mishnah, they shouldn't get through Mr. Maisus. Because whenever the Kesef Mishnah says, the right of time is Emmet, the Nish can cash on the Rambam, whenever the Baha'im will leave, get a Chelek Boaret, and the Hanami says, okay, it's true Mr. Maisus. The Mishnah Mel says, then, Masli Lavoi, when the Rambam and the Rashban learn the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk in the Sofi Cheskel. The Shevet Levi is going to get a Chelek Boaret, so the whole mitzvah of true Mr. Maisus should cease to exist. They said, that was a Chiddush of Shmuel. Called the first Chiddush of Shmuel, the first Pisco, called Sheher Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, the Eretz Zayin Arne is Chayim B'Maisa. What's the Chiddush Pshita Maika Mashmon? Isn't that a possible imperative? So he says, no, Shmuel is obviously referring to the Moshe HaMashiach, because it's talking what's going to be the din by Kenik Nizi Kadmon. You don't have any Kenik Nizi Kadmon. That's going to be lost in Lomar. That's what the Gemara says on the Talmud by the Yoreh Mikvah. Kenik Nizi Kadmon is going to be conquered by the Moshe HaMashiach. So Shmuel says, even lost in Lomar, the Moshe HaMashiach, there will be a mitzvah that arises that true Moshe HaMashiach in Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Despite the fact that there will be a chelek la-levi, as the Rambam and the Rashbam read the Pasuk Pshat and Yecheskel, Shevet Levi will get a chelek boaret. And the Kesef Mishnah says, whenever Shevet Levi gets, then there's no need for to give Trumas and Isis at all. Yil Shmuel says, there will be Trumas and Isis. Taka why? Say the Kesef Mishnah is wrong. That's the chiddush, the Kesef Mishnah is wrong. He wants to say, even though, even if the Kesef Mishnah is right, he still has a Pshat in the Gemara. He says, when can you say that whenever the Levim and the Kohanim get a Chelek Boaret, so there's no need to give Trumas and Isis? That's only if at the time that you're Mekadosh the Oaret, it begins to get the obligation, the Kedusha says, and begins to have the Mitzvah of Trumas and Isis, at that time the Kohanim and the Levim get a Chelek. What's the story with the Eretz Zayin Aram, the Eretz Yisrael proper? The Kedusha will be restored in the Moshe HaMashiach? No, we can't connect that. The Gemara has a Machlekes, but the Kedusha Shnei Abotlo, and he's going to have to be a Kedusha Shlishis, to be Nul Min Atar, or all the Mitzvahs are going to go. But he's saying, no, the Kedusha Shnei Akitcha, the Shai to the Kitcha, I said, no, but the Kedusha Tarek, and that's the Sot today. He's been Atar, and there's no need for a Kedusha Shlishis, Lazi Lava. So there is a Machlekes, I don't know, there are three opinions in the Gemara. One time is of the opinion that Kedusha Nishayno. Kedusha Shayno is when Yeshua Ben Nul, but he can't share the throne, but that is Kitcha Lazi Lava. So I'll put it in the bottom of 10 days. Kedusha Shlishis, Moshe can come and take Kedusha Rishayna Kishu Lati Lava. The Kedusha Tzarek Yisrael was retained since the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, and even when the Nebuchadnezzar came and he conquered the land, there he still retained the Kedusha during all the years of Golda Tzavra, and the Kedusha Bismana says, Behem Shef Tanet, from the Kiddush of Yeshua. And then the next time he says, no, Kedusha Rishayna was Batla, but Kedusha Shnir was Kishu Lati Lava. The Kedusha that Ezra created was Kishu Lati Lava. That's how the Rambam and the Ruv and the Ruv were of the Rishayna, 99% of the Rishayna Tzavs Nanda. And then the Sefer HaTrumah is Sefer HaTrumah, right? It's Rabbi Nekorah, Bala Sefer HaTrumah. Passed the law off in the day of the court. She's on the house, the court from the Sefer HaTrumah. He passed it like the third sheet to there in Yvonne Gaffrey. They even threw Shishmi, we've all got on the year 70, when when the Goyim destroyed the Jewish government and they took away the whole land from the Jews, so the Kedusha Shlishit is also Batra, and there will be a need for Kedusha Shlishit. I can make the Kedusha Shlishit is the question whether Rabbi Goyim claims he made it already. Another say he didn't make whatever, but it's irrelevant because we don't pass like that sheet. We pass in a Kedusha Shlishit, Kishalot Elot. So Mishma Melech explains in his paper for Rashi Drachim that when you're Mekadosh Aliyin, that you should get a Kedusha Sarah. And at the time that you created the Kiddush HaAretz, you're giving a chelek l'kahanim l'levi'im. So the Kesef Mishnah is right, so you don't have to give any trumas and maisis there. What, no rachmanis on them? They have farms, you gave them all sheep, let them work, like I work for a living, let them work for a living, why do I have to give trumas and maisis? But if Eretz Yisrael already has Kiddush HaAretz, from a long time back, has Kiddush HaAretz, from the Zman HaBai Sheni. The only thing is that there was no chalukah l'shvatim, so the Shevet Levi still has no chelek l'shvatim. Elamai lost in love when Mashiach comes to the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, the Navi says, we're going to be a Chalukah L'Shvatim again. A new Chalukah L'Shvatim. And at that time when Mashiach comes, Shevet Levi will get a Chelek Bar. You're going to say, when Mashiach comes, Shevet Levi is going to get a Chelek Bar. He's going to throw out the Mitzvah Trumas Maisim. So that's for Shmuel HaMacharish. You don't throw out the Mitzvah that exists already. The Mitzvah Trumas Maisim exists. The Kedusha is there already. Kedusha Shnei Kitchen Osi Lovay. So when Mashiach comes, he's not going to be creating the Kedusha. He's not going to be beginning the Mitzvah of Trumas Maisim. So just did a chelik to Shevet Levi, so that's not going to cancel the din of Trumas and Maisis. However, an Eretz Kenis Nizikad Moni that never had a Kedusha Sarets. Kenis Nizikad Moni we never had. When are we going to begin to get that? When are we going to get a Kedusha Sarets? In the days of Baruch HaMashiach. He will conquer that. That's because he never had a tradition. There's a pasuk that says in Dvarim, Ki Yach HaMashon HaTeh HaSgvul Chali, Asaf Tavachal. Old Shalosh Arim Al Shalosh Al Harim Ho'el refers to Kenis Nizikad Moni. There'll be another three Ari Mikla. The Melech HaMashiach will conquer those territories in the Kaddish and the Kedushas Aretz. So from the very beginning of the Kiddush of Kedush Nizikad Moni, there will be a chelik to Shevet Levi. It says, Lord says, Lord, there will be a chelik to Shevet Levi. And the Rambam says, on our Rattus HaNasofen, there's a chelik to Shevet Levi. So if Shevet Levi will get a chelik, then Shmuel says from day number one that it's going to have Kedush Aretz, the Levine will have a chelik bar, so you cannot even institute for the first day on. We cannot put a bit of Trumas and Maisim. So that's what Shmuel says, Kol Shalai HaRakadik Baruch Hu Maisim, namely, Keni Kinik Nikan Moni will not be Mechui B'Maisim. Right, that's what Shmuel said. That's what Shmuel said. That's not the Mishnah Malach, that's what Shmuel said. The Mishnah Malach just explained it based on the case of Mishnah.
Yeah, but even this, we simply, I think we talked about this, the separation between the last Messina and the
Russia.
Even if there's no
masses, it's still,
still,
still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, even in a country where there's no mitzvah to sin, there should still be a mitzvah saprosh. But his whole interpretation is all on the assumption that there won't be a mitzvah saprosh. He's assuming that there's Mishnah derived away. That in a land where there's no chelik, where Shevet Levi gets the chelik, since Meikorah there's no mitzvah to sin, so there's no mitzvah saprosh either. The ratio of Shmuel is Kol Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh is Chaye, tells you that Chiddush B'Nivna, the Levine will get a Chelek Baruch, there will still be a din of Trumas Ma'aseh in that era. Why? Because that won't, when Mashiach comes, that will not be the Tchilas HaKiddush. He's not going to institute Mechorish the Mitzvah of Trumas Ma'aseh, because Kedusha Shniya, Kitchel Vos and Lovas, the Mitzvah of Trumas Ma'aseh is there from a long time back. But just because he's going to give a Chelek to Shevet Levi, it's not going to cancel the din of Trumas Ma'aseh. But on the Aras of Tana Sotas, of Kenny Kinesi Kanmozin, Kanmozin that never had a Kedusha story. So the Melech HaMashiach will begin to endow them with Kedusha Sarets, and from day number one, when he will be giving them Kedusha Sarets, there will be a chelik l'shevet Levi, so then on those Gimel Aratzim, there cannot be a mitzvah, Shemus HaMashim. So whenever the Kedusha Sarets is touched, is Avegish felt as such, that the Levim get a chelik Baretz, then there's no mitzvah, Shemus HaMashim. That's the Mishnah Melech Pshat, and the two chalok of Shemus HaMashim.
That's part of you saying,
you
start saying
not to reject the Kesef Mishnah, then he can't understand why Kenik Nizik HaMoni should be puffed. He says he thinks the Ptur of Kenik Nizik HaMoni is that the Kesef Mishnah is right. the Gemara is a right that he gets Mishnah. I, the first kid, every time I'm in his touch, he says, no, that's just Dusha Shnik, it's Shalos Lidovo. The Mashiach is not going to have to be Mechadish, the Din of Shumas Tumais. He just thinks Mechadish that the Levim are going to get a Chedek in Kamal Abba, so just because they get a Chedek, you don't draw out the Mitzvah of Shumas Tumais, this that already exists from a long time back. The Mitzvah of Shumas Tumais began from the beginning of Bai Sheini, at which time the Levim didn't get a Chedek. Nobody had a Chedek. But the Mechadik needs a Kanmoni, that the Kiddush Haaretz will be simultaneous with the Chedek of the Levim, so then he cannot introduce any Mitzvah of Levim, cannot introduce any Shumas Tumais. That is the beautiful text. Yeah, because he thinks that this Gemara is Machiach, that the Kedushin is right. That's the only child he has. Why can't he clean the Kanon? He should be caught. That's what he thinks of Shah. Within the famous Gemara, the end of the Siddur, the Gemara says, the Kolador Beretz Yisrael Kilo Yesh Lo Alaka. Kolador Beretz Yisrael Kilo Yesh Lo Alaka. What exactly does that mean? So the Ramban has a famous comment on Chumash. He explains what it means. On the side of the Ein Yaakov, I got a gift this year, and I use it a lot. Start the Ayaka, we'll tell you, look at his Zohar. Look at his Zohar, Parsha Zohar. You got another gift left here, coming up getting his Zohar. Before 40, not allowed to learn Zohar. After 40, not allowed to learn Zohar. The Gemara says in the end of Shabbat, but before 40, Mechlar, it's better to eat. And after 40, it's better to drink. That's a lot of people say, go than drinking Mashke, drinking Schnapps. But people after 40 like to drink more than people before. So the Gemara says, because you're learning Kabbalah. That's all the Kabbalah says. The drinking means Yain means Yena Shofer. Yena Shofer means the Tzedek HaKabola. Before 40, Mechla means the Mila Grace of the Tzedek HaKabola. After 40, you don't have to learn the Mora Shalom HaKabola. But somebody gave me a Zohar, and the Mora is 40 years old. The Zohar, Parshat Lech Lecha Chanan, on the Pasek, on two Tzukim, in Sefer Kohelet. Very obscure Tzukim. The Tzukim say, Ashrei Eretz Shemalker Ben Chorin. Praise is the country where the king is a free man. And then it's the Torah Beit Yochelo, and the ministers eat in the right time. And then it says, Eilach Eretz, woe is unto the country, Shemal Technar, that the king is a young guy. And it says, I forgot the rest of that verse. It's an awful something about eating. Very obscure to the learning. Praise, it's the praises of Ashra, the praises of the country, the praises of the country, that has a king as a free man. No, the king is not a free man. The king is always free. The question is whether the citizens are subjects of the king and the slaves, like in a totalitarian government, or the free country democracy. I said, I take away. So what do you mean? Asher Shemalkech Ben Chorin, and Eilachar Shemalkech Na. What's the country? So the Zohar comments in Parshat Lech Lecha, the Zohar comments in that process, which are the countries that it's referring to? So the Zohar says that the country is referring to Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the other countries of the world. And Eretz Israel, the king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the free one. How is he the free one? Asher Yeretz is the praise of Eretz Israel. Shemalkeh Ben Chorin. Shemalkeh, that's where it says in the Torah, Ben Chorin. And in Talmudic language, we say Ben Chorin, Tanun, Alam Tanun. And in the Sefer Kohelet, it says Shemalkeh Ben Chorin. It's the name of the biblical Hebrew. So the passage that the Zohar says, Shemalkeh Ben Chorin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of Eretz Israel. Why is he called the Ben Chorin? Because the passage says that when it comes Yovel, all the slaves go free. Why do the slaves go free? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded stuff. So the Zohar says that you see that the whole idea of freedom comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who makes people free. I don't understand exactly the whole drasha, but that's how the Zohar interprets the passage. Eretz Shemalkeh Na means, those are for the other countries of the world, that their kings are possible, though. Everybody's a yingle in comparison to other people. All the kings, even if they're old, and intelligent, and experienced, and good politicians, and so on, but they're not a Ben Chorin. They're not the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chor Eliyatmo, who gives favors to the whole of mankind. So the Zohar is quoted on the side of the Ein Yaakov as to be the interpretation of that Gemara in the end of Ksuvos. Kolador Beretz Yisrael Ki Yesh Lo Alaka. Whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael, who is his king? Who is the president of your country? Who's regent? Who lives in England? Who's the king? Queen Elizabeth, whatever. Who lives in another country? Who's the chancellor? Who's the head of the state? Whatever. Live in Eretz Yisrael, who's your king? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting. Eretz Yisrael is considered Al-Pidin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melucha. And Yerushalayim Al-Pidin is considered the capital city of Eretz Yisrael. Gemara has a machlokes in Baruch Kama and Yuma and other places, but Yerushalayim is Tzalkal Shlotim, or Yerushalayim is not Tzalkal Shlotim. What does that mean? In the days of Yishuv and Nun, after the Shevish Kivshu, there was Shevish Achilku, they divided Eretz Yisrael. When they divided Eretz Yisrael, the Yechidim and the Shlotim, did they divide Yerushalayim in addition? Or no? Yerushalayim is not Tzalkal Shlotim. So it's machlokes in Tzalkalayim, and we pass in the Rambam, Gemara has not communicated with Dina. Allah Almighty, and he dachas, and for Bais Hamrugo, and for Mezuzah, and for charging rent, Kama Kama Dina, for Jumakila, and for Kama, several places in my human. So we pass in Allah, and then it's part of the Shrotan. When was that when it's part of the Shrotan? So that's on several rights of the children. It means that the days of Yishuv, no, when they divided Eretz Yisrael, the Shem Shechilku, they never divided Yishalayim and Shrotan. Why not? I mean, they always knew that Yishalayim is going to be where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. Kashim Shat Nimara. So why couldn't go enough, figure out later on the door enough, why aren't to build the Beis HaMikdash? So he started clearing, a he and a hair, and he finally figured out, based on a Pelkakarim, they say, Bel Shachem, it's going to be in Yerushalayim. We wanted to make an Einitim. And then they told them, no, it's too high, make lower, and they figured out, oh, Yerushalayim is the right spot. But they have to break the heads for it. So you always knew, in the days of Yishuv ben Nun, a few hundred years before, he divided the whole of Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't divide Yerushalayim. So obviously, there's something special without Yerushalayim. So what could possibly be special? So obviously, that's going to be what the Mahatma Mikdash is. What's the whole idea of Yerushalayim? Remember the Kalkul Shvatim? So it's not that this is not, it never explained what the Mahatma is. But the Frey, who's Kerov, has a famous piece in the Sefer. This is one of the first things that they printed in Pia Shmua, the name of this Kerov. And then when the Sefer came out, he has the Tariqa, the same piece in the Sefer. It's based on his Frey, the whole thing of letters, Kalkul Shvatim, the Mahatma is in the Frey, that it says, Hamaka Mashiach Hashem, he calls his faith and Lashem Mishmai Shah. The Beis HaMikdash is described by the Chumash in Dvarim, Chum Parshas Rei, HaMokam HaShivcha HaShem, Mikol Shifteichem, the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose from all of your tribes. But the simple translation is, from all the tribes are going to pick one spot. From all of Eretz Yisrael, because the great Rishonim know that the area on which the Beis HaMikdash is built is owned by Kol Shifteichem. He will not allow the Beis HaMikdash to be built on a spot that's owned by private shaykhs. So that's the marker for the din of Yerushalayim is going to spot on the Shvatim. Because not only does the Beis HaMikdash have Shvushit Beis HaMikdash, the whole of Yerushalayim also has a mitzvah of Shvushit Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you learn the marker, that when you bring Kachim Kalim, you can eat it b'chol all year. Why? Because the whole city of Yerushalayim has a mitzvah of Shvushit HaMikdash. So that's the source for the din of the whole Yerushalayim learning its Chalsul HaShvatim. According to the other Tanoim, whom we don't accept their opinion, the whole Yerushalayim was in Chalsul HaShvatim. So how can you find that possible? It says, HaMacham Yishikarim, Nikol Shifteich, Nachal Yishmai Shom. So they say no. Originally, initially, it was in Chalsul HaShvatim. Half of Yerushalayim belonged to Shevet Yehudim. Half of Yerushalayim belonged to Shevet Yomim. That's what the Gemara says. Usually, the Gemara says, normally, they never divided the Gemara Torah living and fitting in there. And one exception to it was Yerushalayim. A strange, some everything is strange. So the Gemara says Yerushalayim, according to one Tanna, was in Chalsul HaShvatim, half belonged to Shevet Yehuda, half belonged to Shevet Binyamin. And then when they were holding by building the Beit HaMikdash, the David HaMelech collected, it said in the Pesach, David HaMelech collected lost sums of money, and he paid off Shevet Yehuda to sell their chelek to Klal Yisrael, and he paid off Shevet Binyamin to sell their chelek to Klal Yisrael. So it became Hamach Mishvah Hashem Mikol Shifter. It became Mikol Shifter by the purchase. That's how the other Tanna says. And we pass it against that Tanna. We pass it that Limachatzila was Leinitz Chalsul HaShvatim. So the whole idea of Leinitz Chalsul HaShvatim is based on the principle of Hamachim Mishim HaShem Mikol Shifteichem Lashem Mishmai Shom. That the Beis HaMikdash must be built on an area that belongs to all the Shvatim. And the way we assume the halacha that Yerushalayim was Leinitz Chalsul HaShvatim, we assume that that was a historical fact. It's a historical machlokes, it was halachic ramifications. We assume that the historical fact, that's how we assume the halacha, we assume historically, was never Leinitz Chalsul HaShvatim. So why couldn't Sodom HaMelech HaShem HaMelech? What was the problem? What do you mean? It couldn't figure out where to start to build the base of Israel, and flaring a heen, flaring a hair. And then it discovered the passage that says, Bench Bay Pol Shachem. Yerushalayim is not the highest spot. And Eretz Yisrael, Ein Itim is the highest spot. The Gemara says in the Yerushalayim, Ein Itim is the highest spot. So it's thought, well, Sabbat Ralph thought that he should pick the spot Ein Itim. The shul is supposed to be the highest place in the city, supposed to have the highest building. But it's not me, it should be the highest spot in Eretz Yisrael. And then they showed him, no, the other pasuk said, Bein Seifot Shachem, that the most attractive part of the shore, Choshor HaMamot, that the most attractive part of the shore is Bein Seifot. Not the higher part of the shore, but the shoulders. So he said, instead of building place of Egypt. The highest spot in Eretz Yisrael, namely Enitim, it should go down a little bit. What's a little lower? Yerushalayim is a little lower than Enitim. So we finally realize it's going to be in Yerushalayim. What do they have to break their heads for? Yerushalayim has number one a mikvah of Kedushas HaMikdash. Based on the Azor, proper has an intense Kedushas HaMikdash. The Kedush HaKadoshim has more, and the Hecher has a little less, and then the Azor has a little less, and then you have Harabais has a little less of Kedushas HaMikdash. And then the whole of Yerushalayim also has a mikvah of Kedushas based on Mikdash too. So Yerushalayim, everybody knows, has a mikvah of Kedushas HaMikdash. That's why you watch in column there, and column to column there. There's another din in Yerushalayim that we discussed a couple of weeks ago. The Mishnah says in the end of Sukkot that if the husband and the wife have a fight, the one wants to lose the Eretz Yisrael, one wants to stay in Chutzlar, and they don't get along together, they don't make up. So the question is, who is responsible for breaking up the marriage? The one who has this new Ein Sof to move to Eretz Yisrael, or the one who doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael? So the Mishnah says, so whoever has the Meshagat to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's the one who's doing normal. The one who wants to, who refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's the one who's labeled as the one who's breaking up the marriage. So if it's the wife who refuses to go, she's labeled as the one who's breaking up the marriage, and we penalize her, and she loses her ksuba. And if the wife wants to go, then you can say that she's breaking up the marriage, she's running away from her husband, and the husband wants to stay here, that's where he's living, he's doing it normal, and we say no. The husband refuses to go, the husband is responsible for breaking up the marriage, and since he's breaking up the marriage, he has to pay her the ksuba when they get to work. Then the mission continues. And what if they already worked a couple of weeks in Eretz Yisrael? One of the partners wants to go to Yerushalayim, one wants to stay where they are, and wherever, in the other city in Eretz Yisrael, they brought. So then the mission says, the one who wants to move to Yerushalayim is the one who has the correct time, and the one who refuses is the one who is considered as breaking up the marriage, and will pass the halacha on the ksuba accordingly. Whoever refuses to go to Yerushalayim is the one who is labeled as the one who is responsible for making up the marriage. That's the halacha. Why? You see, a strange Mishnah. All right, the God Eretz Yisrael, we understand that the mitzvah, you should Eretz Yisrael. So that's considered normal. When the husband and the wife are fighting, where should they live? Whether the husband or the wife wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's considered the normal time, because that's the normal place where all the Jews are supposed to be in your position. If you can get a panos, you can get a job. But when they already live in Eretz Yisrael, they live in Bnei Brak. They're a Kurdish Bnei Brak. One of them wants to move to Yerushalayim. So what's the why? I had broken dishes, so what? He wants to live in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So what? So there's a bigger mitzvah to Eretz Yisrael to live in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. What kind of a thing is that? The Chassam Sofer says, yeah, you see from that Mishnah, you should have translated quoted the other day. You see that there's a greater mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim than in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer says, well, Allah for the Maisi, what the past can tell me. So the fashion there, that if someone donated money, they said the Chassam Sofer is not living in Eretz Yisrael. That's only people who make the Shalim. If I donate money, to put up binyanim, or to pave the streets, or to make highways, or whatever, to make yeshivas, so if you can donate money to Yerushalayim to build up the city. Or you can donate money to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So Chassam Sofer says, well, no, it's a big mitzvah to donate your money to Yerushalayim. So live in Yerushalayim, the mission says, the mitzvah, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, is stronger, more intense in Yerushalayim than the rest of it. So why? Yerushalayim, just because it has a Dushas HaMikdash. It's a different mitzvah. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a different mitzvah. That's not Yerushalayim. There's no mitzvah to live in the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So why should the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael be stronger and more intense and more a mitzvah to Shleimusa than Yerushalayim? So you see by Achreya that Yerushalayim has another status. In addition to being a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, you see it's also a higher level of Kedushas HaAretz, a higher level of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the mitzvah of Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael is stronger in Yerushalayim. But why? Why should it be so? Well, the this is the beer based on his Zohar, that Eretz Yisrael is considered the king of Eretz Yisrael is Al-Bidin, considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were discussing the other day, we told him that Mordechai, how come HaMelech Shemach HaKvodo? We're learning that thesis on the bottom. Mordechai says, HaMelech Shemach HaKvodo ain't Kvodo Mochel. We'll show you a different reason. So Mordechai gives this reason. Why? Because HaMam HaMelechim, the Lord HaMelech, because in Eretz Yisrael, the real king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Melech, the Basav Adam, is only a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Gemara is not making it up. That's how the Gemara knows the din. When we learned the Mishnah Berurah, it was the Chassamaz, and we discussed it, we came across the din. The Gemara burns out, there's a halacha, any shirif azara, ela lamafi bezavel rovad. No one is permitted to sin in the azara, out of Kavan HaMikdash, except for the mafi bezavel. How do you know? Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayesh of Shlomo, al kisei Hashem. This is what I'm going to say. Shlomo HaMelech said, on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very strange, isn't it? The Rashi Mamutai says that it's only a Dinder Rabbon. How could it be a Dinder Rais? There was no Pasuk in Chumash. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Malka Beis Dovid. How could it be a Dinder Rais? And Rashi in Sanhedrin, Perichedek, writes that it's not a Pasuk, but it's a Halakha Moshe Nisina. So Biskirov writes in his papers on the side of the Rashi, the Matarat Hashem, the point of the contradiction. So Biskirov talks about this Rashi in Sanhedrin, and the first one is kind of Rashi. The Sheb on the other, how could it be a Dinder Halakha Moshe Nisina? There was no Malchus Beis Dovid in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah HaSinai, there was no Malchus Beis Dovid. Right. So above all, explain that no kasha means the Malchus HaNetcheres. The concept of having the Malchus HaNetcheres is a concept there, right? Lamaisa, who is going to be the Malchus HaNetcheres? That will be determined later. That wasn't yet determined in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So originally they thought they were Naman Eshol, HaMelech HaLatnai, that he will be Leichem Mochamas Hashem. It's the main function of the Melech, Leichem Mochamas Hashem, the Rambam writes. This is the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim Umulcham Yisrael. That's the name of that section. Hilchos Malachim, we call it Hilchos Malachim, the kids. But the correct title in the Rambam is Hilchos Malachim Umulcham Yisrael. Because the main function of the king is Hilchos Malachim Hashem. So when they appointed Shaul HaMelech, and he should have been Zerich, the loyal Abon of Akra of the Gdula, his should have been the Malchus HaNetcheres, then he lost it. Because he wasn't like Malchus Hashem properly when he came the first Muhammad with HaMelech. But he didn't kill the Behemoths, and he didn't kill Agar. So Shmuel HaNavi came and he said, you just lost the whole Malucha. Because the whole minhag, the whole Torah that you got, that you should be zeicher, that your descendant should be the Malchus HaNetcheres Mezol HaLatnai, that you will function well as a melech. What says function well? What is the melech supposed to do? Look, Hamacham is Hashem. They didn't do a job well, so that's why you lost the status of Malchus HaNetcheres. Then they tried David HaMelech. David HaMelech did a good job. He did exactly as Allah required. He was always Lech Hamacham is Hashem. So even though later his descendants didn't always do such a good job and they were not so thorough, that wasn't part of their condition. That's what the Biskirov points out, Pesuk in the Devarayam in the Furish. The deal was, if the first one who was appointed, if David HaMelech would be a Pruma Elechayim, he would do a job well as a king, Lech Mechamas Hashem, he would be Zerich, but his descendants would have the special status of the Malchus HaNetcheres, even if they will sin, even if they will not be Lech Mechamas Hashem. Once the founder of the dynasty functioned well, if he was Yoreh Hashem, and he observed the mitzvahs, and he did Mechamas Hashem, so then he's Zerich, Eloi Lepon of Afro. So the Biskirov says that apparently Rashi holds for him, this is the concept of the Araisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it at Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu, there will be a Malchus HaNetcheres. He didn't tell me who it's going to be. It's going to depend on the Bechira Kavshis later. Originally it could have been Shaul Obama. And then it turned out because he lost his opportunity, he lost his chance, because he didn't function well as a Melech. Then Zavid was Zerich HaLoy Lepon of Akra for this status of the Malchus HaNetcheres. So that's what the Gemara understands, that the Malchus Beis Dovid as a concept of the Araisa. As the Malchus HaNetcheres is the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real Melech on Eretz Yisrael. Ashrei Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chorin. The real Melech, praise, it's the praises of Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And where is the Yir HaMelucha? He's saying the Shir Shalom from Monday. The Yir HaMelucha is Yerushalayim. The capital, as Al Bidin, the capital of the country is not Tlaka Echitimsi, you have a capital where the government building is. Al Bidin, the halacha is that the capital of Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim. It's not politics. Show that we're Baal HaBasim, that the Yarek is not, they say it's not, it's there, here, here, not Al Bidin. The same is Shir Shalom, it says, Shem is well of Nekorah. The title is called, we discussed, this is called in the end of Sachim, the Yalkut Shemani, the Medrash that says, whenever it says Shira, it's Lover, whenever it says Shir, it's Lasi Lover. So the Radak says, Shir is Malav Nekorah, and this Perakim Tilim, this is the Shir of the Malav, what's going to be the Yimois HaMashiach? God Hashem in Mahom Yod Bir, or Akein Hu Har Kachoy. What is that referring to Yerushalayim? You say no, the whole neighborhood is beautiful, the place called Haaretz, it's the happiest place of all Eretz Israel. And the Gemara says, why? Because a person comes to bring the covenant against the Kapora. So he walks into the Beit HaMikdash, he's pressed, he rejects him, and walks up singing a tune. He's happy now. He's got a Mechilas Avinim. And the Gemara says there was a special, the Gemara says in Bob Metziah. Middle of Amitir, there was a special place where they would announce Hashavat Avedis to Yerushalayim. They weren't allowed to do anything that's aggravating in Yerushalayim. How was it the capital? How did they do the politics? Politics usually aggravate. The Gemara says you're not allowed to be aggravated in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, Mesoyis Kol Hor, you have to be happy in Yerushalayim. And then it says, Kiryas Melech Ro, this is the city, this is the capital city of the great king, of the Melech HaMashiach, or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The scriptures say that this is the era of Kenu. And it's used interchangeably. It's the capital of Eretz Yisrael, it's the city of El Kenu, and it's the city Kiryas Melech Ro, it's Melech HaMashiach. How come it's used interchangeably? Because it's Ruach. Melech HaMashiach is a descendant from the mouth of Beit David. The mouth of Beit David is supposed to be Hamam Lech Meloch and the Lech Hamlucha. That's the boss of Adam, representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the real Hashem, who Malkeinu, he's the real king of Medina Yisrael. And his the capital of his country is Yerushalayim. And that's why the Rambam quotes on Yerushalayim in the beginning of Hilchot Melachim, that if you want to appoint somebody not from the Zera Beit David as the king, you can do that. But not in Yerushalayim. The Rambam quotes in Yerushalayim, Yadim, Eim, Amin, and Belach, Yerushalayim, Elam, and Malkei, Beit David, Bevat. Why? Because Yerushalayim al-Pidin is the capital of Eretz Israel, and the only kings al-Pidin are considered as representatives of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that Malchus HaNetcheres. And that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Vayeshev Shlomo al-Kisei Hashem, the real Melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shlomo al-Melech is being a descendant from the Malchus of David, can sit on the divine throne. Other kings who are not from the Malchus of David are not sitting on Kisei Hashem, they are not representatives of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only those who are descendants of Malchus of David are considered as representatives of the Malchus Hashem. And that's why it has to be Dafke in Yerushalayim that you're not allowed to be Mamana and not allowed to be Mamana by the other Melech. Apparently that's the halacha that is a stronger mitzvah. But there are some folks point out in the Mishnah, there's a stronger mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim more so than in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Yerushalayim is the Makom HaMikdosh. No mitzvah to live in the Beis HaMikdosh. There's no such mitzvah. Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is that Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, but it also at the same time has a higher level of Kedushas Torah. The Eidah town does not have a higher level of Kedushas Torah. So Alpi Pashtus, this is the reason, because Yerushalayim Alpi Din was Nikra as the capital of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas because this is the divine way, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. He's the Melech, he's the Adon Torah, he's the Melech. Ashrei Yeretz, Shemal Kerban Chor. And Yerushalayim is his capital. And he wants that his whole country should be inhabited by his subjects. He wants his capital to be Meshuvah, it should be built up. A lot of people should be living there, but you're going to have a desolate capital. And the country will be thriving. The king wants the capital, and any country wants the capital to look like something special. To look clean and neat and decent and so on. That's apparently why the Mishnah has a din that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a stronger mitzvah in Yerushalayim than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The din Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. It would appear that this is what David HaMelech was mistopic about. But HaMelech was clearing to make the Beis HaMikdash in Ein Yitzchak. How can make the Beis HaMikdash in Ein Yitzchak? They all knew, according to the way we assume Halacha, historically, they all knew that Yerushalayim was learning Chal Kol HaShvat. And wasn't that the reason why? HaMelech Mishiv HaShem Yikol Shem Techim Lassim HaShvat Shem. So for what other reason did they not divide Yerushalayim and HaShvat? So what did that mean? That the HaMelech HaMikdash is going to be in Yerushalayim. So what was he clearing? What do they have to clear up for the Pasuk? Yeah, until they finally figure it out, the bank say, Bob Shachain, you have to go down a little bit. Ain't look at Yopet Vishor, the Benach say fine. What then did they leave it blank for? Yerushalayim Abad is the Malkum HaMikdash. Apparently, Gavan HaMelech didn't realize that. Originally, that's the real reason why Yerushalayim Abad knew and left out Yerushalayim Abad was learning Kalko Lashvatim is because of that Roshah, HaMalkum HaShem HaShem, Yikol Shifteichem Osim Mishmashem. That's going to be the Malkum HaMikdash. But as the years went on, a few hundred years later, Gavan HaMelech just knew his line is Chalak HaShvatim, and he didn't know the reason why. He thought, no, that's a different reason. Yerushalayim is the capital. You don't divide the capital, the Chalak HaShvatim. Capital belongs to the Melech. It belongs to the Kvalis, to the Melech. Not supposed to belong to private ownership. Where's the Malkum HaMikdash? Some other place. Not necessarily. You don't have to have the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't have to be in the capital of Eretz Yisrael. The Ikbar is going to build the Beis HaMikdash in Ein Yitzchak. Yerushalayim will have the status of the capital of Medina Yisrael. And Ein Yitzchak will be the Beis HaMikdash. And then David told him, no, he showed him across the bank safe of Shochin that the reason why they left out Yerushalayim was not because it's the capital. No, there's no law for the capital that cannot be privately owned. It's because of the Pasuk, HaMalka Meshim HaShem Yikol Shem Teichen, because that's what the Beis HaMikdash has to do. So that's what they built it over there. But Al-Pi Din Pakel, there were two dinim in Yerushalayim. We discussed when we learned Hilchos Birchas HaMazim. The Gemara learned that, the Chalter is what the Gerakta Eth, Hashem Rekech, Ha'alot HaTev HaShemal Salah. We learn out that in our Torah you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Mozo, Azonis HaKol, and Al-Oretz HaTeva, Al-Oretz, Neid al Chol, Halavet Shalom Elzayin. And then Rachem, Yishalayim Yirecha, Boidem Rachem Yishalayim Mamen, that's the Rachem of Pasuk. Horech HaKoyba, the word HaKoyba, because the other Pasuk says, Vahor HaKoyb HaZeh, Vahalavon. Everyone of the era is HaKoyba, Horech HaKoyb, Vahor HaKoyb HaZeh, Vahalavon, which refers to the Beis HaMikdosh, as the Gemara says, in Yom HaKoyb, Shemal Ben Aved Hesem Shal Yisrael. When you bring the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdosh, that wipes off the Averis, and everybody comes out right, everybody comes out clean. So Ahor HaKoyb HaZeh V'Halvonon is referring to the Beit HaMikdosh, the Yerushalayim, so therefore the word HaKoyb, Ahor HaKoyb HaShemashonah, the word HaKoyb refers to the Beit HaMikdosh. So that's how you know you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yerushalayim. How does the Gemara come up to say you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Malchus Beit David? What does it say that? So the Mishnah Berurah says because Yerushalayim Yishleimus Tayyir is with the Malchus Beit David. Because they Ma'amin HaMalchus Yerushalayim, they Ma'amakot Yerushalayim Yala Mizera David. For the Malchus Beit HaKadosh. That's the same thing, because Yerushalayim Al-Pidin is the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you can only appoint the king in Yerushalayim who is a representative of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Namely, that's the Malchus Beit HaKadosh. The Gemara always refers to the Tefillah of the Shemoneh Esrei, the 18 brachos. So we all know that there are 19 brachos and not 18 brachos. How come it's called Shemoneh Esrei? So everybody assumes, Rashi always says like that, everybody assumes the reason is because the Gemara says that they had to be misakin in the later days of the Tanoim, in the days of Shmuel HaKotan, they felt the necessity to introduce an additional bracha, the Lam Al Shinim Ati Hisikto, Shavei Ravim Machni Azaydim. So until that time it was called the Shmoneh Esrei, so even after Shmuel HaKotan composed the Lam Al Shinim, he still retained the old nickname, Shmoneh Esrei, Tfilat Yitchet, the Shmoneh Esrei brachas, even though now it has 19, because it originally had 18. So the Tesis Rid, the Rid, one of the Shem Tesis Rid, the end of time. It's not a secret, all the Svarim called the Tosis Rid. The Svarim and Siddur, everybody said, it's written, the last Daf in Tainus, the end of Tainus points out that Shmuel HaKotan was not such a late Tana, he was putting it to Rory Tanoim. So so many years after Shmuel HaKotan, he's still called Shmuel HaKotan. It doesn't make sense, it can't be. So he says, no, originally there was 17 brothers. Okay, Shmuel HaKotan, he made it 18 brothers. And originally it was called Shabbat Esrei brothers. Then in Shmuel HaKotan came, he called it Shmuel Esrei brothers. I went to become 19 brachas. He says the Yerushalmi says, he quotes the famous Yerushalmi, he says Mefurish, that there were two brachas which in Eretz Yisrael were always combined together. The Yerushalayim Mircha Berachamim Kosher, and it's Tema Tavrata from Meheres Tachmiah, the bracha for Bias HaMashiach. These originally were one bracha, and Eretz Yisrael, the only third is one bracha. Why one bracha? What's the connection? Because Yerushalayim, Bibinyana, Bnei Yosef, the Korah Yomein, of Binyan Olam. Yerushalayim, by day Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim to Binyon, it is with the Melech HaMashiach. It's not over out of the Tchina, the Tfilah of Malchus, they dub it to return to the Melech HaMashiach. So that's part of the Tfilah of the Yerushalayim. It's not over out of the Tchina, it's not supposed to be a set of drugs. And we have like that in the Tiyutim. Usually we only say Tiyutim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, those who say Tiyutim. In the weekdays you never have, but on Purim, we have printed in the Sidurim, a service, the Tiyutim that people recite on Purim. So the Shemoneh Esrei for Purim has a payet for every single bracha, but only for 18 brachas, it doesn't have for 19. The one that's left out is the Tzemach Tavir Avdechol, because the Piyutim will lead to Barav Leza HaKalir. The Tzemach points out, Barav Leza HaKalir has a payet for the second day on HaKalir. So he lived in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, that's the solution. So he lived in Eretz Yisrael, so obviously he had the Nusach of Yerushalmi, the Nusach of Eretz Yisrael in Shemoneh Esrei. So he didn't have 19 brachas, he only had 18. And he doesn't have a payet separately for Yerushalayim and separate for Tzemach. He has one payet, has one short paragraph for every one of the 18 brachas, and he only has one for Yerushalayim and Tzemach Dar Amdechol, because in his day, he still only had one Yerushalayim and Tzemach. And in Bavel, the Gemara says in Pesachim, and in Bavel they changed it, and they broke it up into two different brachas. And Mark is a whole time, I'll see, I got it the wise, because I thought he broke it, another promise, Bavel HaMelech, he's going to give him a shame to Shem HaGzerim, I'm going to make you famous like the famous people preceding you. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, just like you said, Abraham, Morgan Abraham, for the Ovid, the separate Brachah, so they're going to have a separate Brachah, Matmiach Kevin Yeshua. They used to say Morgan Dovid. They said, ignore, they said instead of Matmiach Kevin Yeshua, they said Morgan Dovid, like you say Morgan Abraham. Because the Prophet said, Navi told me, the fact that I came to Shem Abdel, I'll make you famous like Abraham Abim. So that was involved when they damaged like that, and they changed the Nusach Abraham. The question, why they had the right to do that? But in Eretz Yisrael, there's Mara Atanoim Behu Amoroim, and in the beginning of the Kuvus HaRishonim, those are our Kavir. We assume the Kuvus are Rishonim. First it says in Chagiga, in the beginning of the second paragraph, that those are Kavir was a Tana. The Haraya, that he doesn't have any Piyutim until the second day of the first is the Raya. So the Medi Yudi asks, what kind of Haraya is that? He lived in Eretz, maybe he lived in Eretz Yisrael today, he doesn't have a second day of the Yom. How do you know he's a Tana? maybe he's a contemporary of ours, of that Tyler. And I said, there's only one day off. But that friend says, no, there was Tyson Smith, I think no Judas says. No Tyson Smith, they don't even have any Piyut until the second day of Rosh Hashanah. I know Rosh Hashanah, I saw they have 2 days Yom Kippur on Rosh Hashanah. So must be he lived as much a Kitchwa Pihariya. He lived so far back. But the historians say he didn't live then, he lived as Mara Rishayna. So how come if he lived as Mara Rishayna, he was a Rishon. So if he lived as Mara Rishayna, how come he only has the 18 brothers of the entry of the Eretz Yisrael? Even in the case of Rishayna, they didn't have two different brothers, it was one brother. Why? Because this is one and the same thing. Yerushalayim Bibin Yonai is with a Melech and the Malchus Beis Ovid. Until Shmuel HaKot and Adonam looked at the present Mikdash. Shmuel HaKot and Adonam, the Lama Shin, at that time it became Shmuel Ezra. And it lasted for a long time until in Babel they changed it.
Why?
Because the Yerushalmi says, it's famous, it says in Yerushalmi, that's the Lama Shin. So the Yerushalayim and the son of David were one brother. The brothers were one brother. And the Yerushalmi never said they changed it. The Babli and Arab Sultan said they changed it. Because that's Russia, and the side of the Hoshem Kishem Adverlim, just like Avraham Avinu had the bracha, Mogin Avraham, so David is going to get a bracha, Mogin David. And that was in Bavel, they changed the stem of David answer to be a separate bracha business. And in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't change it, even up until and including the days of Rav Lozer HaKala. They had it as one bracha, that's why he has 18 sections by the five. But it's interesting, the Gemara has in several places, the same as Nivus on Shabbos, when Hapad as well, but same thing, Yisrael and the Bavels, the Gemara says that the Shekhinah went into Golos as well. How come the Shekhinah went into Golos as well? So the Mefarsh Mani on Yankiv explained, based on the Gemara Makkah, especially the Gemara Makkah, Talmud Shadola, Mazel in the Rabba Rimo. The Talmud still comes out of the Shoghe, and to run away to the Yoram Mikvah, so the Rebbe has to go into the Yoram Mikvah to say Shir for him, to cheer him up, to entertain him. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'noas Elachas, Ahoy Mo'el, V'achoy, Rechoy means he should live there a normal life. How can a Talmud live a normal life if he doesn't have a shiur? The Rebbe doesn't have much energy, he doesn't give him a shiur. Well, the aggravated death. So it's not called Rechoy, it's not called a normal chiyus. The Rambam writes, it's not called a chiyus of Balei Das. A Balei Das doesn't enjoy living, it's not called real living if he doesn't have the shiur that he's used to. So that's what the Gemara has it in, the Talmud Shadola, Madlin the Rabbi Hugo. So that's what the Mepharshim explained. The Zohar got angry with Bnei Yisrael, and he chased us into Golos. But when you send somebody into Golos, you send it into Parabachoy. Don't chase them into Golos, they should drop dead. They should suffer, upkum. Oh, a little bit suffering, but not too much. You still have to be Bachoy. You have to live there. But the chiyus is that the Rebbe has to go along and teach us first. So that's what the Gemara says, that Shekhinah, that the Shekhinah came with us in the Golos. How long does the Shekhinah stay in the Golos? When is the Shekhinah going to go back there with Israel? Huh? Oh, that's the Shekhinah. So the Chayre, when they get back to Yerushalayim, when the Jews get back to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is now the Bin Yonai. If it's in Jewish hands, so the Stam of Yerushalayim is now the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So we don't know, we don't see the Shekhinah. People assume that the Stam of the Shekhinah went back to Eretz Yisrael. Why should the Shekhinah hang around here? Let's say, the Stam is heading to Golo, and the Rebbe has to go, never can go to learn with the Stam. Then the Kain Golo dies. So the Rebbe has to stay in Golos. No, the Talmud can go back, the Rebbe can go back. Why should the Rebbe stay in Golos? Why should the Talmud stay? Go back, go to them time. So if there's no place for the Rebbe to go back, they throw the victim out of the house, they don't let him back. They can't go back. Even if the Talmud goes back, the Rebbe has to stay, has no place to go. But if they give permission, the Kain Golos die, and the Talmud can go back, and the Rebbe can go back, he has his house back. So they should all go back. In the summer they went back. In the summer we assume that the Shekhinah, we don't know. I don't know. The Gemara says that the Shekhinah was in Golos and they finished at the Shabbat Yosef. You know, the Gemara says in the city, Shabbat Yosef in Bavel, in Hussal, the Yom, the Gemara says, one city, in a certain section there in Bavel, they saw the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah was apparent. So it means that that's the only place where the Shekhinah was. And the Talmud means, whenever the Jews went to Golos, the Shekhinah was always with them. So how long does the Shekhinah stay in Golos? The Talmud, the Kangodol dies and the Talmud can go back. So then the Rebbe probably wants to go back also if he can. So now that Eretz Yisrael is in Jewish hands, Yerushalayim is back at the capital of the Yerushalayim. The Stam of the Rebbe did go back. The Stam of the Shekhinah went back there. So we don't see the Shekhinah here, we don't see the Shekhinah there. So where do we assume it is? The Stam is back in Yerushalayim. So the Stam of today it's again. The Stam of today Yerushalayim is again. I'll be in the capital of Eretz Yisrael. The Stam should have that back. So that's exactly why people rejoice on Yom Yerushalayim. We consider this the beginning of the Havzorah Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned several times by Locker that some sefer has, some sefer quotes in a tshuva, three different tshuvas, not some sefer, but it's three different things. Some sefer has a tshuva where he quotes the pre-chodosh. You're not allowed to establish a holiday whenever you want to dance for all these shows. That's a violation of Baltosif. If a private family, a private person, let's say, the baby was sick and had a serious operation, he goes through, so every year the family has a Siddur Sardoya to celebrate that day, or the Chayyobim or whatever, places young to that, a straight and home. And they celebrate every year on the anniversary of the Hatzol of the Yeshua, and their descendants were very, very, that I think the Salavetchi family, I think, plans to be sent in the Tesis Yontif, and they also have to celebrate some day in the year when the Tesis Yontif was needed. Chayorim, the descendants of Chayorim, and so on. We have community without any Shul from a Pogrom or whatever, and they celebrate the very, very. So the Magen Avraham tells us, poor and poor, the famous Chumas Maram al Shakar, that it's a proper thing to do, that every community, every private person, a family, whatever, can introduce a new Purim, a new holiday to celebrate year after year, in commemoration of Yeshua. It's a proper thing to do, to have a Purim. So it's a special problem for us. But the Chayyadim points out, and the end of Hilchot Megillah, the Chayyadim points out, and the Malbim points out in his commentary on the Gilas Esther, and it says that that's only for a private segment of the population, family, a community, whatever, private person. But the Gans Klausel to celebrate a holiday, that would constitute a violation of Baltosif, unless the holiday that they want to celebrate conforms to the Kolom of Megillah Sinus, where the Gemara tells you in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak, when you have a right to institute a new holiday. So what are the Kolom of Megillah Sinus? That's what we mentioned. That's what the Sanskrit says. He's very much against Lag B'Omer. He says he doesn't understand how can you celebrate Lag B'Omer. The way we celebrate the Chutzlah of Lag B'Omer, we just be Lig Tachnum. That's not a yomtov just because leave out tachnun a lot of times doesn't mean so much. Leave out tachnun on another occasion. Leave out tachnun on minor, slight reasons, so we assume that the tzur says, well, no, that tachnun is only reshut, it's not a chiyuv to say tachnun. But you have a half decent reason, so you can leave out the tachnun. But it says in Eretz Yisrael, you heard that they didn't, and they sing, they celebrate, and they run, and he doesn't understand, like the Ayash Echeloi, how about Linus? I would say, listen to me, he thinks he might do away with the whole celebration of Lag B'Omer because it doesn't conform. It's an international holiday for the Jews all over the world, and it doesn't conform to the Kabbalah of Megillah Sinus. It should be a violation of Baltosif. Then if we work out at the end of the Shulchan, unless we should say that maybe we don't accept that Pichodesh. But then, Pashat Shana, Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, we like the Pichodesh. But you're not allowed to introduce a new holiday for Gans Kabbalah Sinus if it doesn't conform to the Kabbalah of Megillah Sinus. So what are these secrets? What are the hidden Kabbalah of Megillah Sinus? So when you learn through that sugya, the pashtus in the sugya seems to indicate that you can only introduce a new yomtiv if it has something to do with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Either, why? Because that's a bit for the right, for the Ramban and Chumash. Ramban and Chumash. And Parashat Noso, and then this Parashat, and the Ramban and the Hashmatas to the Minyan HaMitzvahs. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rambam, the Ramban is consistent, and he writes that one of the Tariyat Mitzvahs is to make a celebration when you make a Hanukkah Beis HaMikdash. The rare mitzvah that you have an opportunity to fulfill it, to make a celebration. That's why we assume that there's a mitzvah to make a Chanukah Sabbath when you build a shul. Because the Chachmei Sodom quotes the Sefer Yireim, the Rambam Shita, that the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is the Kedusha Baraisa, that it's called the Mikdash Miyad. Cheskel HaNovi refers to the Beis HaMikdash, but if you see it about Midrash HaShem Bavo, Chutzlo is a Mikdash Miyad. And the Yireim and the Rambam hold that that's a real Din Deraisa. It's not some of Russian Din Deraisa. It's a real Din Deraisa. The Shul has a Kedusha Deraisa, a mitzvah of the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash. And just like there's a mitzvah Deraisa to celebrate when you build the Beis HaMikdash, which you don't do so often, when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Beis HaMikdash, they had Chanukah HaNesim. When Shlomo HaMelech built it, says also they celebrated Shivas Yomim and Shivas Yomim. When Ezra HaSefer built the Beis HaMikdash, they also celebrated. And in Cheskel HaNavi it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when they will build the Beis HaMikdash, when Moshe HaMashiach, there will be quite a celebration for half a year. So there is a mitzvah deraisa for the Ramban, for the Rebbe, you go to the Chumash and celebrate. So that's the same halacha, that's why we assume whenever you build a new yeshiva, or you build a new Beis HaKnesses, you're supposed to make a celebration. It might even be a mitzvah deraisa, if you should assume that the Kedusha is Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaMikdash is the Kedusha deraisa. So it's a Mikdash Miyad, so then it's a mitzvah deraisa to celebrate. So not only is it a mitzvah deraisa to celebrate on the occasion of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, on the occasion of donations of new doors, the Hakovitz, especially setting up the Hakovitz Hakovitz, straightening out the Avodah, the Gemara says, Kozman, that the Sukkim were in charge, they brought the Kozman in properly. When the Chachamim took over, we straighten out the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash and made a Yom Tov. And when we straighten out the avodah, then the Gemara says there is a chilul Hashem because of the kuna gedolah. When they straighten out the kuna gedolah, there's no longer chilul Hashem. That's considered also perfecting all the inyanim of the Beis Hamikdash. So they made a Yom Tov bismano, and they made a Yom Tov mudaris to celebrate every year in commemoration of that occasion. That's the whole institution of Megillas Tainus is all about. That's the gist of the Sugin and Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Megillas Tainus are the additional holidays, the additional Yom Tov that was celebrated with Kufas by Sheni, Al Shein, Binyan Habayis, and Shippur Habayis, and Shippur Ravoidro, and Shippur Kunagdoilo, and anything that had to do with Shippur Sanhedrin Doilo. Sanhedrin also has to do with the Samidish, but Sanhedrin has to meet in the Lishkas Hagozes. Sanhedrin, their official office, is in the Beis Hamikdash. So then you have a right to celebrate. So the Nesivos, in his commentary on Megillas Esther, also pay a test, prostitute test, same place with that Malvin, comments what right to pay. First of all, what right do we have? Introduced the Yom Tov of Purim. Chanukah was Bizman Abayim. I was Man Parashay. I had a right to introduce the Yom Tov. They straightened out the Hakron of Afarbanah. But Chanukah Sam is Beach and Hadlakah Sam and Erev. Tom, Hakron of Afarbanah is in there. So what right did they have to establish a Yom Tov of Purim? With the point of the Gemara's tradition, Purim occurred in the middle of the 7 years of Gomer's Bavel. It had nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash at all. So what right did they have to make a Yom Tov? It's a Yom Tov that comes from Israel, having nothing to do with Beis Hamikdash, for violation of Balfour's sin. So the Nesivos answer is because they knew that the Ruah at that time that the Nes of Purim was an Aschal to the Ruah. This was going to lead to the Binyan by Shein. And we discussed on previous occasions all the Psukim and Nehemiah and the other Psukim where Esther and the Gemara says to have the Gemara feels that this led up to the Binyan by Shein. But the Nes of Purim was an Aschal to the Ruah. So we assume today also, if a person assumes that what we have in our shul today is not a chas v'gula, then it's awesome to celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut again in Yerushalayim. That's the pichon. So if the Nisa is to celebrate an international holiday for all the Jews all over the world, if the holiday doesn't conform to the klalim of Megillas times. But if people are convinced that this is an aspect of the gula, so then you have a right to celebrate Al Shein Ha'asid, like the Nesivos says. Not only can you celebrate Binyan Beis Hamikdash when it's built, you can celebrate if you take a step toward the building of Beis Hamikdash. If this is going to lead to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, you also celebrate, like the Sfasemis points out in the Sefer on Punish. So he writes, "This Mashiach Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid." What do you mean Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid? Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis Hamikdash. Shlomo HaMelech didn't build the Chanukah Beis Hamikdash, but Shlomo HaMelech was preparing. The Gemara says, the Pesukim say, not the Gemara, the Pesukim say in the Vayanim and the Rishalmi, that the Rishonim called him Gomit Zir. The Rishalmi says that whenever he would conquer, whenever he would wage wars and he would gain a lot of gold and silver, so the Pesukim says, you know, he would always set it aside for the Beis Hamikdash. He was yearning, he was very eager to build the Beis Hamikdash. And the Nevi'im told him that he's not allowed to because Zam Rav Shafach, he was a warrior, he was going to have a son, Shlomo, will be in his Shalom, in a peace, and he will be allowed to build the Beis Hamikdash. The Hamikdash has to be a place of peace, not in Shalom. But because Baruch HaMelech wanted to build the Beis Hamikdash, he was making hachonis for years and years. He was always magdish things, and he was magdish to Azor, the Gemara says in Mizrach, and Kodesh Babi Brit, but he was magdish to Mizrach. So that's why Baruch HaMelech was preparing in advance. So he was also celebrating, he was singing a Mizrach, and also Sabbath Shabbat. He was celebrating in anticipation of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So that's what the Nesivos says, that you can celebrate a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainus, not only if you have a Beis Hamikdash already, if you're straightening out the Avodah, and so on, if you do something or something occurs from which you can anticipate that there will be a Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So the question is, can you really anticipate? Can you really anticipate from what we have that there will be a Beis Hamikdash? Maybe everything will be taken away. Maybe everything will be taken away from Israel. And then we'll have to have everything all over again. Maybe Moshiach will have to come again and get Israel back to the Jews and get Mishlam back to the Jews. How do you know that this is going to be Kiliyah? Who says that this is an Aspar to the Jews? Maybe it will be taken back again. Right, so we don't see the end. So the days of Marcham Yetzir and Yudhim and Vuhu, they would have been there. So the Danshek Nesagdol, if they didn't come, they didn't come to the Vuhu, that this is Aschal to the Vuhu. So they put the word of the Vuhu. How do we know today that this is Aschal to the Vuhu? So the Yerushalmi says, how do you know that it's Aschal to the Vuhu? When the Pesukim and Yishai and Yudhim are clean, it says when the Negev blossoms. Negev wasn't blossoming for a lot of years. Negev started to blossom. The Yerushalmi says that's Aschal to the Vuhu. Then Igmar says in Megillah, what is Aschal to the Gula? Igmar says Mohammed. Igmar says in the second paragraph in Megillah. What is Aschal to the Gula? What is Igmar and Mohammed? What do you mean Mohammed? So the Murkacha has, we want to discuss, the Murkacha has a very strange tshuva. In the middle of the Second World, when the Nazis were killing all the Jews, right to spot of the Nazi killings. So they were discussing, should they be going, Rabban was discussing, should they be going to Paris or Europe. So we thought, and they stole it, but that's also they were killing, they stole it, they're going to kill millions of Jews. So the Mubarak, she says, no, you can't make any times. Why? For several reasons. Number one, a kindness is only when the people are going to be chosen to be children. So these Zionists, they're going to be chosen to be children. These are good, good, these are rachim. They're not going to be chosen to be children. They're all good for nothing. They're all not because no one's going to be chosen to be children. So there's no kindness. That's number one. Then it says number two, because kindness ain't more than Poshe Israel. A kindness you have to have Bali Haver participates. What Bali Haver is going to fast? Only the religious Jews are going to fast. The non-observant Jews are not going to fast. It's not called the time. It can't be called the time. It's the Poshe Israel, I'm not going to participate. What do we face on Tisha B'Av? Which now we're going to face on Tisha B'Av? Then he says number three, the Al-Kulim, he says number three, what do you mean we should be going to Tanya? The Gemara says, and the Gemara says, Mohammed is our father, the Gemara. Every time, he says, every time there's a Mohammed in the world, the war of Vietnam, anywhere in the world, he says, is our father, the Gemara, the end of the place. So he says, if the war is our father, the Gemara, you're going to doubt and talk over the he should stop the war. So you mark it, the Gemara? You have to give him our ideas on the ship. Who is he quoted from? Not other than Samsoifa. Samsoifa, I think, writes in his diary when he had that Samsoifa was beginning of the 1800s. What was then Napoleon? I really forgot. What was going on? What was after Napoleon? About history. There was some kind of a war going on. So they were discussing maybe they should be misqualified for the struggle that the war should stop because the Jews are getting killed. The Jews were in both armies and were killing each other. The Russians against somebody. Austria. Which? The early 1800s, the first 25 years. Napoleon was still around. Okay. So he says, should we be misspelled? The war should have dropped the name. Muhammad is a spout of the Gula. How can he be misspelled to stop the war? You'll be very sick of the Gula. He wants Moshiach to kind of become relevant. But if the Pashtun says, you don't learn the Gemara like that. The Pashtun Shah, the Gemara doesn't mean like the war of 1812 was an spout of the Gula. Second World War, it's not Ashkaf Gedul. Pashim Shah didn't mean the Muhammad Eretz Yisrael is not Ashkaf Gedul. That's the Pashim Shah. When the Jews are fighting with the Arabs in Eretz Yisrael about the Medina, that's the Pashim Shah. No, that's an Ashkaf Gedul. It's more than the Gibbon. We didn't even second time in the Medina. More than the Gibbon. How do you know that you say the Shemana Asher in this order? How do you know this was the 18th office? How do you know he said in this order? So we're not called Spookin and Tillin. Everything is based on Eretz Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, how did this fit in? Because Muhammad is not part of the Gula. That's the Gemara fits in there. So the Pashup Shah means, when there's a war in Eretz Yisrael between the Jews and the Goyim, about who should have Eretz Yisrael, that's an Ashkaf to Gula. It doesn't mean a war between the Greeks and the Romans or the Russians and the Chinese. So what does that mean, Ashkaf to Gula? Pashup Shah did that. That is the Ashkaf to Gula. No. So maybe the Ashkaf to Gula will be reversed. Maybe it's Ashkaf, then it will be undone again. Then we'll have to do it all over again. I didn't know that this is permanent. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer Agula, Ramban has a small book, it's called Sefer Agula, where he writes about what's going to be in Moshe Mashiach. So he quotes Psukim, he quotes Midrash and the Gemara, so he just presents everything. Let's say originally, he has part of this in his Biur HaKumish, and he has all the comments that he has on Kumish collected together and organized with more of the Sefer Agula. So he writes that anyone who believes in the Nevi'im, who knows how to interpret the Nevi'im according to the traditions of the Gemara, knows that there will only be two korbanim, there won't be a third korban. But once the Shechina returns to Yerushalayim, so there won't be a third korban. And he quotes the Ipsuk like that. All the Gemara. He mentioned when we went Makkah, we discussed the one from Parshas HaShavua, that the Gemara says himself in that Peches Mishal, there's no close to Pesach in Micha, that the day will come that the Goyim will all say, L'chu v'nala, L'chu v'nala, Har Hashem, Gemara says that lost the glove by the going of one of the oil regals to visit Yerushalayim. Because I mean, you say Chuvin Ala, Al Har Hashem, the K Yaakov. So they won't refer to Avram. What the Avram called it, Ahal. Yitzchak called it Asod. They'll call it Bayis. Pais is nicer. The Kiyag is Karbat. What does it mean? So he mentioned that the Chidor quotes from the Kabbalah that the three Batim Mikdashes and the Chulim connected with three others. If he wouldn't have sinned, we wouldn't have needed that. We wouldn't have the one that Hamikdash, the Mishkan, and Moshe Rabbeinu, what is left to? But the Maisa, we sinned, and then in Bai Shem also, they didn't show up. We discussed, the Gemara says, the Lord showed up in the Great Aliyah, and the Bai Shem, he would have not been Chorim. Shlom, I'm not going to go to the first place, I'm going to show that it was also very Chorim. So the days of the Meragman, so you can say in Tivon like that, in Chesko, in the sequence of the Tivon, the days of the Meragman, they knew that the first place of English was doomed to destruction, and there's not the second place of English. That's what the Raman quotes in the beginning of the first place of Chira, and Shlom HaMala quotes the first place of English, he knew it was also the Hifarov, so he made a special room in the basement to put the Luchas when the time will come, soon before the Churban HaBayis. And then the Gemara interprets the Pesukim, and he doesn't say the Beirish, but the Gemara interprets the Pesukim, and towards the end of the Bayis Rishu, Yashiro HaMala used that room and he was greater than Luchas. He put the Luchas in the basement of the Bayis. So then Shlomo HaMelech said to the Vul, what will be, he knew that his Beis HaMikdash is also the Hifarov, what will be the second Beis HaMikdash? He said, well, last day he ever left him on, will that also be doomed to destruction? So he said, "Im choy nohi, we have no doubt he was casted." And then we see now for Al Rachari, this is a psukim in Shir Ashir. The Gemara interprets the psukim in the first part of the Nino. "Im choy nohi, im yalu kachomo, if it is, what will come up a strong Al Yam by Shemu, then we have no doubt he was casted." And the second is, I mean, this will be like a method. Casted is method. Ma ha casted, they are like a shovel, but just like method doesn't rot, so it's because by Shemu will not rot. And it means it will not rot in a double sense. It means number one, the base of English will not be destroyed. Number two, the Gemara tells us it will be Nebuah. The Ruach HaKadosh will not rot. In Delisi, neither Dalasa or will show up, hardly anybody will show up. As the Gemara said, well, but they sinned. They didn't want to show up, and they were punished and penalized before the Lord. Then the Baal Shem will be not so well, Ruach HaKadosh. And it'll be like a wooden house, like a bungalow. And my area is just like wood, Harekat Sholoto. Wood can rot away and get destroyed. So, Baal Shem, Harekat Sholoto. Baal Shem itself, the structure was destroyed. And also there was no Ruach HaKadosh and there was no Nevuah. That's what the Gemara says, that from the beginning of Bai Shei Yan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Bnei Yisrael, and it didn't give any Nevi'im because of that, because they weren't Olam HaChon, because they didn't want to come back. It was only Dalas Am who showed up. So in the beginning of Bai Shei Yan, Ezra Sefer already knew that the Bai Shei was doomed to destruction as well. And he knew that he was missing five things, and was as a human. He knew that the Bai Shei would be destroyed. That's what we discussed. The right of right, and he was the base of Tzir and Berat Roh. When Ezra was in the Kaddish, the Malcolm HaMikdash, he knew that it was going to be destroyed, so it was only the Kaddish, up in Achidish Lutman, only up until the year 70. Only up to Kozman, that is the Binyon. Lacha Chorban, he was never in the Kaddish. That's how the writer came to the conclusion that Yusha Sabayis is where Kitcha was alone. The Ramam has a machlekes with the writer. The writer says that Ezra certainly, Yudea Hoya Ezra Shas and Abayis Echorot. Ezra knew in the beginning there was going to be Echorot. How did he know? From the Vuot Shlam HaMela, the Shir HaShir. That's why the rabbi claims that it was Mekadosh. The Bai Shem was only Mekadosh of his man called Mad Bidyon. The Rambam disagrees, whatever, but everybody holds to that point of view. They are Hayez and Shas and Abbas Lechor. But what can it be with the third Beit HaMikdash? That's what the Rambam says, based on all the Nevuahs that we have, once the Shechina returns to Yerushalayim, it's not going to go away again. And that's what the Gemara means. It's not a Harvin, it's not a story. It's got Bayis. The Bayis means a permanent building. It's here to Kvi'ez, it's here to stay. And the Shechina comes back for the third time, the three Batim Mikdash and Hamikuvim can never begin alone. So the first Beit HaMikdash, the son Hamikuvim, I don't know exactly what this means, but that's what the Chidot was from the Kabbalah. So the first one is Mikuvim can never get Avram, and the second is Mikuvim can never get Yitzchak, and the third one is called a Har. That's what Yumas Har will say. First Kimicha says, Mikuvim Nala, I'll say Har, I'm not going to say Har Hashem, and the Keyanki, why the Keyanki, the Lord of Avram and Yitzchak, this is going to be a Har, this is going to be a Bais in the sense of the permanent Beit HaMikdash. That's what we assume, that once they are started, the Yehuda comes, once the Shechina returns to Yerushalayim, we assume that it's not going to run away, it's not going to leave again. Even if there's still big sorrows, we assume the Shechina is not going to leave again. That's what the Ramban sounds like it's good. Unless he means when they'll be, when the Beit HaMikdash itself will be built. You can't tell exactly. But this is something to do. If what he means is that once the Shechina returns, then they'll never leave again, if that's the Pshat of Nevi'im, we assume that once we have the ability to go back, it's like Mises HaKondo, so we can go back. So the Rav can go back also. Because only, if the Yerushalayim, if the Rav can go back, what's the Rav going to go back? But if we can go back, and you have Yerushalayim, the Rebbe can go back. So the Talmidim can go back, and the Rebbe can go back, everybody. So some of the Shechina went back. So we assume that the Shechina went back to Yerushalayim. We don't see it here, we don't see it there. We assume that the Shechina did go back. So the Satmar is saying, we need to look at the Satmar, everything, so you can see that the Shechina moved on top of the אבל זה משיפור שמחר בשביל מסכנה בוקר. אם יתן Let me close with another Dvar HaLokha. The Dishkan HaMelech in his paper has another essay written. There's another essay that he speaks about a fellow did a Medrash Pliyas. There's quite a lot of Medrash Pliyas there. That's what years ago they were very much against the Parashat Tzvachim. One of the great Chassidish Rebbe said that he had a Dvar HaKodesh, that when the Parashat Tzvachim was...